Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Here's what people need to realize, right? There are millions of Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. And the point is that if you went to Facebook and every time saw Facebook business page, business page, business page, business page, you'd pretty much go to Facebook as your modern day yellow pages.
Right.
And Facebook realizes that there's a supply and demand. So yeah. If you go to a certain platform, a social network, and all you see are yellow pages, you're going to not go there eventually.
It's kind of like going to your mailbox and just getting a bunch of junk mail, you know, honestly.
That's good. I like that. That's absolutely true. By the way, Sunbury, Ohio, super close to me. Love it. Yeah. Great to see you, Cecile. Thanks, everybody. Gloria's sharing it. Very cool. So the point is this, folks, we're giving away this free today, this training, because we want you to benefit. We want you to put your time and effort where you're going to get the most return for your investment. So, Chris, you know we started a Facebook group called Writer Academy Elite.
Yep.
$15 a month. Great value. It's for people who need to crush their word count. Boom. Over 100 people already. You know?
Yeah.
We started engagement and influence group. How many people are in that thing? What do you think?
Yeah, we already have over, as of last time I checked, we had over 125 people, and I know it continues to grow by day. You know, we keep adding more people.
So what I'm saying, folks, is that you don't need this massive group of 50,000 people like our other group that took Facebook ads, and there's a strategy there. And literally that group, we've invested over $1 million, but it's created millions of dollars. So the point is that it all depends what you want. You don't need to invest a dollar in a Facebook ad, group. You can have a group of people that are saying concerned parents, you know? I mean, there are groups on everything. Chris, what are some of the groups out there?
Well, that's just it. You know, like even in our, with the school year coming back on, even in our community, a local mom started a group for parents to kind of stay on top of where are we going with all the COVID, you know, changes and things. And instantly within a couple of days, there were hundreds of parents involved. And now there's this community engagement and connection and, you know, updated information coming out of the school superintendent's office and all that. So that's a community group that has no business, you know, plan. It's just how do we stay connected on this issue that we're dealing with right now, navigating. So there's that, you know. I also know of another person who has a business and does a lot of affiliate marketing and by training people about different products and services in their group and has created a $1 million business because he's constantly giving and giving and giving and engaged in that group, helping people, just like in, you know, like you said, in the author 5-day challenge group, you know, just being able to be motivated and help learn and grow and see how you can get that book out there that you want to get. So, you know, there's that. I mean, I saw a speaker recently who had to pivot when all the shutdown happened back just a few months ago and was trying to figure out how do I save my business this year. And even I just looked today, I think there's like almost 120,000 people in that group because of an emphasis of what he did during a 2-week period, you know, so people have had, we've had to shift online, like we've said, and we've had to make a lot of changes. And so you've got business groups, you've got common interest groups. You know, I was even doing some research and looking, there's, you know, dog lovers types groups, you know, just where people want to connect and see pictures of their dogs or see what's going on where they're even seeing videos. So, you know, there's all sorts of ways to do this.
Yeah. So what people are realizing, I think, is that, and what Facebook's realizing, Facebook cares about Facebook. right?
Yeah.
We're using the platform today. It's a great tool. But Facebook realizes if we don't get dollars from advertising, people aren't going to come to our social network. So what they realized is that it has to have relevance. Facebook even has what's called a relevance score on ads. And if you go to Facebook and you see, let's say I can't stand animals. I really can. I really like animals. But let's say I did not like animals. And I go on Facebook and all of a sudden there's cats and there's dogs and there's birds. You're not going to go there anymore. So Facebook invests tons of money, like tons of money, on determining what will serve you.
Yeah.
Your interests, your likes. I mean, I go on there and I find things about cycling. You know, they're just today they said, here's how to hang up your bicycle in your garage. Why? Because they know I like cycling. So the point is this, folks. First tip of the day, create a group. You don't have to today. In fact, we're going to challenge you to do it in September because we're going to invest all of August in you. In fact, we're going to set you up so well in August and teach you how to build influence and engagement online. But here's what I suggest even today. Start thinking about the group that you want to create a month from now.
Yeah.
It can be based on interest. So you said, Chris, it could literally be people who love Shakespeare.
Yeah.
You said it was concerned parents or something?
Yes, it's basically concerned parents about the school year here. You know, just what do we need to do to be ready?
Yeah. Yep. I love what Jody says. This is so timely. I'm in the process of doing this. We have Rochelle who said that basically she became a bestseller with her book because of Facebook groups, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Cecile's from Sunbury. This is a true story. My son wanted a bike, Chris. Okay, my son wanted a new bike or a different bike because he had outgrown the other one. We went to Walmart. We went to, by the way, I'm getting a little bit of noise reverb by you. I don't know if you can hear it by you, but it's all good. So basically, go to Walmart, they're sold out. We go to Meijer, they're sold out. We go to all these places, they're sold out of bikes. I go to a Facebook group called the Lewis Center or Columbus, Ohio, or I don't even know where it was. But I go to a networking group, Chris, and I say, does anybody have a bike for sale? Men's bike, this size frame. 3 minutes later, people are posting pictures. And all of a sudden I drive up to Sunbury and get a bike that night for my son. Like that's the power of groups.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Talk about that.
Well, you know, so there's that. I mean, you can find that quick information. You're in a group with people that are like-minded, you know, I mean, that's been the biggest thing. And I know one of our authors that lives right here near me, Brenda Montecalvo, she launched her book back at the beginning of this year, and she had like 1,500 people in her group to help her launch her book all over the world. And I'm seeing authors that are connected to us through AAE, you know, that are not only just doing a great work leading up to their book launch, but then beyond that, they're taking that group and they're making it a valuable group beyond that with those very people because those people have opted in. And I think that's one of the biggest differences.
That's important.
Yeah.
Don't add people to your group without their permission.
Yeah. Right. All that. Yeah. I mean, I've been added to a few groups. I don't get that too much anymore, but I know that for early on, it seemed like people would force you into their group and then I'd be like, how did I get here? But people opting in and being invited and saying, yeah, I want to support your book launch or I want to support your business or I want to be a part of your community group. I mean, whatever that is, it has really been, I think, a big differentiator than liking a page that you may or may not see. So people are basically telling you they want what you have to offer when they join your group. And then you have the opportunity to build relationships and to add a lot of value to those folks at that time.
Absolutely. So I see some people asking what's going on with September. Great question. By the way, this dude looks pretty cool. He commented that he's, you know, helping people. But we have something coming in, like right now. Erica, if you can post that link, we have decided to spend all of August every day. Like, this isn't just, you know, we're going to come in three times.
Yeah.
We're going to spend every single day in a group teaching you. In fact, we already have over 100 some people that are excited. It hasn't even started yet. It starts August 1st.
Yep.
It's called Engagement and Influence. It's 30 days to fast track your online communication and connection. And again, Google Chris, people said, you know, what did Chris used to do? You know, like Google Chris, Google me. Like, we have a Facebook group right now of 50,000 authors. It's called Author 5-Day Challenge. It's literally made millions of dollars. It's cost a bunch of money. Not all Facebook groups cost money. I mean,
yeah,
we're going to have groups that start, you know, when I say cost, I mean running ads.
Yeah, you were running ads to get people to even see the group, right?
Oh yeah, we oh my gosh, you know, we spent years growing that group, and it has become this amazing group of authors. Mm-hmm. But now authors are saying, "How are you doing this? How are you growing groups?" And now we start groups and literally hundreds jump in like that. But the thing is this, you don't just create a group and take. Why do we say that? Why do you not want to take from your group?
Yeah, because, well, the bottom line is, right, people are only going to put up with takers for so long, right? I mean, they join the group to be learning something or to receiving value, to connecting. You know, one of the things that I think one of the most powerful opportunities as a group leader on Facebook is to facilitate relationships with people who don't even know each other yet. And so they can maybe connect with people somewhere else across the world that has a common interest in your group. And they, you know, you just never know what relationships or business partnerships or whatever could come of that, because they recognize that there's a commonality there among them. And so I think that's a pretty powerful part of groups is, once again, you're basically giving them a reason to connect and be a part of that community. But then where they go with that, you know, the sky's the limit. And so as you're giving, you're providing the environment for one. So that's a give, right? You know, as you're doing, whether it be Facebook Lives or daily posts or, you know, sharing blog articles that you've written or whatever the thing is, you know, snippets about your book, if you've written a book, whatever it is, you're able to give that to your group, to share with them. And basically it's a way for them to taste, you know, what you have to offer. It's, you talk about the Jimmy Dean sausage principle, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. So you want people to get a taste of what you say and say, I want more. That's so good. People make marketing complicated. People say, you know, how do you get people? That's the wrong question. Mm-hmm. You don't get people to do anything, you know, you serve people. And we're starting all kinds of groups. The point is this, folks, that this group is starting August 1st. And we're going to be teaching what's called engagement and influence. And we're going to teach you four main lanes. You're teaching the lane of what?
Yeah. So I'm going to be teaching how to build an engaging online community. So this whole idea of Facebook groups and what do you do once you have a group established, what do you do to really build that engagement? And it doesn't just start in the group. I mean, the group is a key part of it, but many times it has to start on your personal profile to even be that kind of person that's engaging. I know one of the things that I learned from you years ago that made me very mindful, and even I talk to people about today, is, you know, making sure that your personal profile is matching your goals for even your professional, business page or your groups. Because, you know, if you're all about bantering about politics or divisive things or whatever on your personal page, but then you're saying, hey, come over to my group where I talk about encouraging, you know, things, people are going to be like, something's not matching up here, you know? And so it's engaging online, building that community online starts, you know, even personally. And then you can also say, hey, you know, if you want to be to be more, you know, be more engaged or talk more about this specific topic, come on over to my group and we focus on that, you know, every day there. And so, you know, basically it's a strategy of really being able to help people move from just being connected to you to wanting to be a part of your community, and then you invest in them in that community. So we're going to talk a lot about how do you do that well during my training, and then as part of our training for August.
Absolutely. Linda's going to be talking, Linda Outcast is going to be talking all about connecting. In other words, people think that because they have a computer, they can't connect the same way. And some people are scared to connect, scared to go live, scared to go on social media. Linda's going to be teaching all about connection. Lisa Mosier is going to be talking about speaking. There's a lot of people who are fearful, especially of live stream. Because live stream is like, well, what if a cat just jumps on my head right now? I'll be embarrassed. But the reality is that, you know, people want authenticity these days. By the way, thanks for sharing, everybody. We're going to be giving away the prize winner here in about 1 minute. So again, if you know somebody who needs to learn about building Facebook groups, needs that online education, I'll be teaching about how to And Chris, I don't know, but I think it's your microphone whenever you do that. It like rubs or something.
I think it's actually, you talk about animals, I think it's my dog next to me making noise.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go. It's all good. Katie says she's afraid of streaming. That's okay. We love the honesty. We love it.
Yeah.
So the point is this, folks, that we want you to crush it in August. People are saying, what about after August? Can we join? We're gonna take every day in August, and we're going to give you daily prompts. Why don't you explain the daily prompts, Chris? And by the way, this is a strategy, folks. Some of you are saying, what do I do in my Facebook group? Everything we do in this group is modeling success so that when you do your own, you don't have to guess. But tell people what the daily prompts are.
Yeah, so our trainings are going to be on Wednesdays each week during the month. And then each day following for the next week, we're going to have daily prompts to do something based on that week's topic to help you keep moving forward and grow in that area. So that way it's not just like you said earlier on, it's not like it's just one training and then there's crickets for a week. It's, you know, today's Wednesday, we're going to do a training tomorrow here, do this Friday, do this Saturday, and so on. So we wanted to give our participants in the group tasks or goals to do each day so that they can continue to build that up, because really by the end of those 30 days, they can really grow an engaging audience. They can build that group. They can figure out what they want to do online speaking and how to engage with more confidence. That's what Lisa's going to talk a lot about. Like you said, Linda's going to talk about connecting virtually. And one of the things I want to say too, that a lot of people aren't aware of now about Facebook groups, is now they have what are called rooms in their Facebook groups that are basically like utilizing Zoom or another video conference, that you can have up to 50 people in a video chat from your group, and you can have multiple rooms on different topics or different things inside that group. So, you know, even Facebook's getting, they realize, you know, we went online so much in the last few months with COVID and everything, Zoom, WebEx, all these other companies, you know, are saying, hey, look at us, you know, from a video conferencing standpoint, Facebook jumped in the game. And so if you build a group, you don't have to take it offline to Zoom or somewhere else. Even you can do it right there with video conferencing. So those daily prompts are going to help you learn different tips like that. They're going to help you take action. I mean, the biggest thing, like, you know, Carrie, you and I've talked a lot about, is it's action takers that ultimately succeed. Yep. You know, a lot of people are just drowning in knowledge, but they're not doing anything about that or with that knowledge. And they wonder why they're stuck or they're not seeing the success they desire. Yep. And so our goal is, over those 30 days, it's not just about learning information. It's about doing something with it after each training.
Yeah.
And like you said, modeling, even take this group as an example and go, okay, I'm going to create a group on my own topic and go do this in my own way to start building my own audience.
In fact, there's something called units inside Zoom rooms. And for people who say, oh, I'm going to create a course someday, you can actually create it in your Facebook group. And people will pay for it, and you have units. And and like everything that we're doing, we're also teaching you as well. So here's the point, folks. I want to know how many people have already registered for the group. The link is below. We have 100 and some of you who already said, look, I know it doesn't start till August 1st, but I want my spot. And so it's $29. $29. That's less than a dollar a day. Less than a dollar a day to get a massive education in one of the hottest things right now, which are Facebook groups. Again, you can look at some of ours. The Igniting Souls Tribe has 2,200. And that's, you might say, Carrie, which one would you rather give up? The one with 50,000 or the one with 2,200? I think you know the answer, Chris. Which one would I give up in a second? And which one would which one would I not give up over my life? Literally.
You will not give up your tribe page, man. That's where you're most engaged.
The tribe, group is the most important people on planet Earth, because they've raised their hand and said, Carrie, we want you to sow into us. There's people in there who've shared about loved ones' surgeries, wins. I mean, you see it, Chris. If you say, here's what I would dare people to do. Come on, Carrie. All that's online. How does that even mean anything in real life? If you go to ignitingsoulsconference.com and scroll to the trailer at the bottom, you will see what the power of an international group. Tell people, Chris. I mean, people come up and they start hugging each other.
Right. Well, once again, the tribe is built out of your clients who are learning from you and your programs and everything. And but once again, I think a lot of people, I know this was true for me. I wanted to learn one of your programs, but what I didn't expect was the community element being so powerful. And once again, by setting up that group, you became a facilitator of relationships. And while you're in there actively yourself, everybody else is helping one another. And I think that's probably what, I see the benefit of groups is, no matter what brings somebody there, the community aspect, the relationships do matter. And so when you come to a conference, when you actually are in the room with somebody, you get to see somebody from across the world that you've been engaging with, you maybe have developed a great relationship with virtually. Now you get to be with them. But, so it isn't fake, right? I mean, it's different. It's certainly different than maybe generations past would have ever understood, or, even for most of us, we didn't anticipate this being our reality as we got older and into our adult lives. But these groups are fostering relationships. They're helping us grow. They're providing answers to the problems or that we're maybe dealing with in our process with our book or our business or whatever. We just know we have a community of support and encouragement. And I see a lot of people, Carrie, in the Igniting Souls tribe, who were just really feeling stuck in their book writing process or, a phase of their process, right? And they just need that encouraging word to keep moving forward. And so that's that engagement that has been created inside that group. And, in this engagement influence group, we want to help each other take those next steps, because there's going to be a lot of people who already maybe have a group, but they're still trying to figure out, what do I do to make it more engaging or better? We have some people who this is all brand new to them, and they're just trying to figure out where to begin. I saw Lisa was doing a survey yesterday, and I'm sure she's going to talk more about this later this week even. You've got people who honestly they'd rather be on a stage with thousands of people than going live on Facebook because it scares them to be on video. So it's crazy. These are tools that we have accessibility to, but we may be afraid of taking action. And so we have some tips and ideas to really help people begin that journey.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it up here, folks, but I just want to challenge you. If you don't join this engagement and influence, you're going out blind. And what I mean by that is, there's rules that you need to put in your group before you start your group. Like, I don't think people realize this. They think, oh, you just start a group. there's a banner image, that there's a certain video that you need that creates massive engagement for new people. There's so many things, like guidelines are essential. Yeah. It's what you don't allow in the group that makes the group culture. So people think, oh, I'm just going to get people together. And you know, no, this is absolutely essential that you follow the right formula. And so
I was just going to say, I even saw a thing today that said, you know, if you make it a public group where anybody can join, just remember that anybody is joining and what they bring to the group. So even being able to filter that on the front end is important so that people understand, like you said, the rules of engagement inside the group. So the value is there.
Absolutely. So Joyce says she's going to join. We just had some other people, Amy, you know, there's all kinds of people joining. But the point is this, folks, $29, lifetime access, community called the Engagement and Influence Group. We're only doing this for 30 days. So in other words, if people think, oh my gosh, am I going to be part of this for life? No, we record everything. So even if people say, oh, you know, I don't know if what, my Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern is full, it doesn't matter. We're going to create the video live, then put it as a unit. We're going to actually teach you exactly what we're teaching you, if that makes sense. We're going to model what we want you to model. So we're going to, this is like going to be, so step one, step two, you can ask questions, daily prompts, weekly masterclasses, guidebook, lifetime access, units. You will connect with people from all over planet Earth. And it's $29. Yeah. So if people say, well, how do I get it free? Just buy a conference ticket. Right. So if you want it free, go to ignitingsoulsconference.com, get a conference ticket. We threw it in as an extra bonus. So people can definitely do that. Chris, I know groups have changed my life, literally. There are people we've created books together, businesses together, prayed together. I mean, they're so powerful. Yeah. Thanks for being part of this. Yeah, and awesome. I know our co-teachers, Linda and Lisa, we're going to talk with them tomorrow and Friday. Yep. And they each have different topics. Remind me again, Linda's is on conflict online.
Yeah. She's going to be talking about how to resolve conflict and really, you know, kind of, we see all the negativity, right? How do you break that down and you know, kind of be a peacemaker or resolve that when it gets kind of dicey online?
So we have that one. And then Lisa's going to be talking about what?
Yeah, Lisa's going to be talking about just how do you even begin? You know, how do you start to even begin this process of speaking, you know, and getting that confidence?
Yeah.
Because that's one of the biggest issues for most of us when we start with speaking online is we're self-conscious, you know, and so we have to learn how to gain self-confidence, but also even where's our focus in the topic.
I literally had panic when the live technology first came out. Like I would do the old video, you know, record it, and then but when Facebook Live came out back in the day, I was deathly afraid because I thought something's going to happen. Someone will make a comment. I'll get a hater. I'll get distracted. I'll mess up. And I had to overcome that and realize, Carrie, your fear is preventing you. And we've reached 4 million people, Chris, on
That's
our
crazy.
Videos. But that almost didn't happen because I was too focused on myself.
Well, think about, I mean, you know, you even learned this, right, with the Igniting Souls Fellowship on the monthly trainings that you've been doing for years. You resisted going live stream, and you might have had 25, 50 people in the room at times, but now all of a sudden you have 2,000 people watching. So the reach just multiplied because you were willing to take that step, you know, even if you had to do it afraid, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For people like Cecile who said, I already bought an ISC ticket, how do I get an engagement and influence for free? I'll tell you what, Cecile, we've been emailing you. Maybe it's gone to spam or something like that. But just email support@carrieoberbrunner.com and say, hey, you know, I got my conference ticket, please add me. Or you can even find the group on Facebook, Engagement and Influence, and we cross-check. That's another thing you can do. You can cross-check if someone's done a purchase or even set up beginner questions. So when someone requests to join it, ask them, have you bought this product? Tell us your name. What email did you use? Mm-hmm. And so you don't need a website. You don't need necessarily a shopping cart even.
Yeah.
There's so many things that we're going to teach you in this group. So it was awesome today. Thank you for being here, folks. Again, yeah. I would encourage you to, if you know someone who needs an education with online, they have a great message. Maybe it's a pastor, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's another author, but they don't know how to crush it online. Don't just be selfish. Don't just invite yourself to the group.
Yeah.
Bring somebody with you, because we want to see more amazing books in the world, more businesses, more ministries. Thanks, Chris, for being here.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.